You are listening to OmniTalk's Retail Daily Minute. Here are your day's top headlines.
Today's Retail Daily Minute is brought to you with the help and support of Ownit AI. Ownit AI helps brands and retailers win Google search by answering their shoppers' questions online. To learn more, visit ownit.co.
Headline one comes to us from Grocery Dive. Spartan Nash has announced its acquisition of Metcalf's Market, a three-store grocery chain in Wisconsin. This transaction, expected to be completed in the spring, expands Spartan Nash's presence in Wisconsin to 7 stores. The terms of the deal were not disclosed. The acquisition aligns with Spartan Nash's strategy of growth through acquisitions, following its previous purchases of distributor Great Lake Foods and Shop and Save Food Centers in preceding years. Metcalf's Market, known for its family-owned heritage spanning 4 generations, emphasizes local products, sustainability, and premium quality foods. The acquired stores will maintain their current storefront, branding, product assortment, and overall shopper experience. All team members of Metcalf's will be retained by Spartan Nash. Spartan Nash plans to introduce its private label offerings, including the Our Family product portfolio, and implement its loyalty and rewards program at the acquired stores. Former owners Tim and Kevin Metcalf will join Spartan Nash as part of the acquisition. This acquisition is part of Spartan Nash's broader strategy of growth and expansion through both small-scale and regional acquisitions. The company has previously acquired Martin's Supermarkets in 2018 and has recently consolidated its store banners. Currently, Spartan Nash operates 144 brick-and-mortar grocery stores under various banners, including Family Fare, Martin's Supermarkets, and D&W Fresh Market. Headline 2 comes to us from Canadian Grocer. Walmart Canada has unveiled its newly renovated flagship store in Mississauga, Ontario, highlighting a strong emphasis on in-store technology and an expanded grocery selection. Situated within the Square One Shopping Center in the downtown core, the 223,000-square-foot space is dubbed the Store of the Future, prioritizing customer convenience and tech-driven experiences. Key enhancements to the store include digital and interactive maps for easier navigation, an increased number of self-checkout kiosks, and a 5,000-square-foot automated warehouse dedicated to fulfilling online delivery and pickup orders. Additionally, digital screens have been installed on shelves throughout the store to provide dynamic pricing information, videos, customer reviews, and assist associates with stocking and organizing inventory. Walmart Canada's Chief Operations Officer, John Bayless, emphasized the integration of technology to simplify operations for both customers and associates. For instance, LCD screens in the cracker aisle serve a dual purpose of displaying product information and guiding associates during stocking tasks, improving operational efficiency. Furthermore, the flagship store introduces Walmart Health, a hub that integrates pharmacy, vision center, and medical clinic services under one roof. A digital concierge board allows customers to schedule appointments and access health and wellness products seamlessly. For customers purchasing large items such as patio furniture or televisions, a QR code scanning system enables mobile payment and curbside pickup, enhancing convenience and contactless shopping options. Overall, Walmart Canada's Store of the Future aims to blend the traditional Walmart experience with innovative technological solutions to enhance customer satisfaction and operational efficiency. Headline 3 comes to us from Retail Dive. S&P Global Ratings has upgraded Michael's corporate credit rating to B-, attributing the improvement to the retailer's significant enhancement in operating margin and cash generation during fiscal 2023. Despite persistent sales pressures, S&P anticipates Michael's will maintain a relatively stable adjusted EBITDA in fiscal 2024, supported by cost-saving measures related to product and labor. The outlook for Michael's remains stable, with continued positive free operating cash flow generation expected. Michael's focus on improving store-level operations, including inventory management and the introduction of high-margin private brand products, has contributed to its profitability. The retailer generated free operating cash flow of $136 million in 2023, compared to a deficit of $255 million in 2022. S&P analysts anticipate Michael's will continue to navigate challenging sales environments by implementing process improvements and cost management strategies, supporting steady EBITDA and free operating cash flow generation in 2024. The rollout of self-checkout kiosks across 40% of Michael's stores is highlighted as one of the company's key improvements, with plans for further expansion later in the year. However, S&P expects top-line trends to remain soft in 2024 due to muted consumer demand for arts and crafts following the pandemic-era boom. Michael's is expected to increase promotional activities to convey value to customers, although demand trends are projected to remain weak due to constrained discretionary income and consumer preference for experiences over goods. In response to consumer preferences, Michael's is adding new product offerings, adjusting prices on selective merchandise, and opening new stores to drive customer traffic. The potential for Michael's S&P rating to rise further depends on sustained improvement in operating performance, including positive comparable sales growth and EBITDA expansion, along with strengthened credit metrics. Conversely, weakening operating performance, liquidity issues, or challenges in refinancing could lead to a downgrade. Since its acquisition by Apollo Global Management 3 years ago, Michael's has undertaken initiatives such as a brand identity refresh and the introduction of a marketplace for third-party sellers, demonstrating its commitment to evolving in the retail landscape.
That wraps us up. This has been your Retail Daily Minute, brought to you by Omnitalk. Be careful out there.